new report says African elephant poaching is on the decline, but despite that good news, it may not be enough to save the animals from extinction. The numbers are still precarious, and illegal killing of elephants continues to be a blight in countries racked with poverty and corruption. Gavin Coote reports.
Sean Wilmore has spent the last 15 years training up park rangers across the globe. He's been held at gunpoint and chased by elephants.
It's often simplified as poacher is bad, ranger is good, and it's actually a lot more complex than that. Some of our best rangers are ex-poachers. You have everybody from subsistence poachers, those feeding their families, and then right through to militias and terrorist groups, so it's quite complex.
A dramatic increase in poaching in the early 2000s was fueled by demand for ivory in Southeast Asia. That saw a dangerous drop in the numbers of African elephants, which led to an international campaign to curb the ivory trade. Now, an analysis has found poaching rates have declined in the last decade, but the risk is still critical. Colin Beale from the University of York in the United Kingdom co-authored the study.
It still hasn't quite reached the sort of break-even point where poaching mortality equals whatever natural increase there is. So poaching is still probably causing a decline in elephants across Africa. But it's good news that it's coming down, going the right direction.
But an analysis of sites across sub-Saharan Africa found the amount of poaching varied wildly, depending on local conditions such as poverty and corruption. In the poorer areas like the Central African Republic, the proportion of illegally killed elephants reached 30%, while in more wealthy and stable countries like Botswana and South Africa, there was hardly any poaching. And with current poaching rates threatening to wipe out elephants from the continent, with the exception of small, heavily protected areas, Dr. Beale is calling for a major rethink.
I think it's been easy for people to identify law enforcement as something that we can do. It's much, much harder to tackle the systemic problems of poverty and corruption.
Juwan Biggs is a senior research fellow at Queensland's Griffith University and grew up near some of the African national parks at the centre of the poaching crisis. He says millions of people who are living close to elephant populations have experienced decades of financial and social turmoil.
And consider that the unemployment rate in places like that is up to 90%. So then it's not a surprise at all that these people choose to go and poach.
And while stressing the need for a continual focus on law enforcement, he says the complex, bigger picture challenges can no longer be ignored.
These are goods that the world cares about, just like the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. And so we need to really get the global community to invest in those places in ways that can really, yes, deal with the poaching crisis, but also turn around the opportunities that exist for the people that live around those parks, and then we'll move to a better situation into the future.
Griffith University Senior Research Fellow Juwan Biggs ending Gavin Coote's report.